You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This Saturday, all across the country, people will be gathering for the annual Women's March. And here in the Treasure Valley, you can participate in a nonpartisan, inclusive, family-friendly gathering at Idaho State Capitol in downtown Boise. Joining us live to talk more about this year's march is event organizer Carrie Stenick. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So the Women's March began in January of 17, a major march in Washington, D.C., very politically motivated, but Idaho is a bit different, even though you every year since then have had the march on the same day as the national. What sets this march apart?
Well, I think the biggest thing that sets this march apart is that we look at it as a celebration. And so this year is so important because it marks the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. And Idaho was the fourth state in our nation to make that step, which is something that I think we can all be proud of. And really, we just wanted to create a family-friendly event that was focused around that, around celebration. And then also bringing in a lot of organizations and nonprofits and taking that momentum and using it to positively influence our community.
So what will the event look like this year?
Yep. So the event starts at 9 a.m., but we do invite people to come a little bit earlier if they'd like to stop by the booths and visit some of those other organizations. We'll start off with a song, and then we'll go into non-denominational prayer. And then we have a lot of speakers that are going to be down there, different women from all across our state that have done amazing things and are still working towards progress. The Boise Rock School is going to have a performer come down. She's 14 years old and is going to play guitar and a song for everyone. And then we do have another performer as well. So
talk to me a little bit about some of the speakers and what they will be focusing on.
Yeah, so all of us kind of have very different backgrounds, and so it was important that we have everyone represented. And so myself, I'm a veteran and came from the wildland fire community, and my family's big in law enforcement, and so I'll be talking about that and the progress that we've made in those fields here in Idaho and nationwide. And then Paulette Jordan, which is the chairwoman for Idaho Voice, which is the nonprofit that this march is falling under, will be there. Speaking about climate and some other things. We also have other speakers that are going to touch on what's now turned into kind of an epidemic with murdered and missing Indigenous women. And so really we wanted to highlight kind of all of these different things that are going on in our state and provide knowledge, but also then provide tools and resources so that if people are feeling those impacts or want to positively influence and make a change, then the organizations that are doing so are right there with us.
So the first year this event happened in Idaho and in Boise, there was an actual march to the Capitol. That's kind of gone by the wayside, correct?
Yeah. So I guess I should kind of explain how this all happened. So I had called the city of Boise and said, hey, who's doing the march this year? I'd really like to help. And they said that no one was organizing it. And so I think it was the next day or the day after that, I was in front of the city of Boise special events team presenting to them. And there was just no way that we could actually do a march with only 30 days to plan. And so we decided, you know, a rally is just going to have to do. So looking towards next year, I think we will try and do a march and make a bigger event. But we just, because of time restraints, couldn't do it this time.
You know, and why was it important as well to keep this nonpartisan?
You know, I think because, I mean, there's women are from all different backgrounds and have all different sets of values and visions for what they'd like to see our state do. But yet we all share commonality and wanting to see progress and change and create more seats at the table for more women in leadership. And so that was really important that everyone had the opportunity to speak and that we brought in so many different people from different backgrounds to do so.
We're talking with Women's March organizer Carrie Stenick. This year's march will take place this Saturday. It will be in front of the state capitol. It begins at 9 a.m. You mentioned that you know, this year is the 100th anniversary of the women getting the right to vote. And the theme, you chose a theme for this event too, which is getting out the vote. Why did you decide to, you know, put kind of a theme around the event as well?
Well, you know, I'm a data and numbers person, and I see, you know, that 28% of people in our state are not registered to vote. And I think that that impacts women, you know, and young people. And so we will have people that will be registering people to vote there. providing absentee ballot applications. We'll have the National Organization for Women and the League of Women Voters, and many, many people that will be registering people to vote. So that's a very big priority for us, is to make sure that we see that number decrease and get more people access to the polls.
You know, I have to say, normally I do not listen to celebrities when they speak, in the sense of when they give a political statement or something like that. However, recently, the actress Michelle Williams, she was giving an acceptance speech, and she said something that really resonated, which was she said, "And for women, 18 to 118, vote. Just do it for your own best interest." Mm-hmm. And that was it. Like, there was no. I think a lot of times when we have this conversation, it can get dicey and become political. But as you said, in this state, not all women vote the same. Not all women believe the same thing. But what about this idea of doing something that's in your best interest?
Right. Yeah. And I think that's all of our responsibility, is to provide access to the ballot. And truly, it's the candidate's job to earn their vote. But I personally believe that all of us have a responsibility to provide access. And that should be a top priority for everyone and for every organization. If you want change and you want initiatives to go through, we have to have more seats at the table and provide better opportunities to vote.
And as you mentioned, getting back to the actual event, you will have booths, things like that. So it's like if you want to bring your kiddos down, mm-hmm. there'll be things for them to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, it is the Women's March, but I would hope that there'd be a fair amount of men there, too. And I think we all recognize, you know, that this is a unified front moving forward. And so, yes, bring your daughter, bring your son. Hopefully they can get some inspiration and some motivation out of this. And then we can take that positivity and put it into some of these nonprofits that are truly doing amazing things, not just in Idaho, but nationwide.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today. Good for you for planning this in 30 days.
Well, Idaho Voice has I sit on the team that has planned this. And we also are looking for volunteers. So if anyone wants to volunteer, we do have a couple more spots left to fill. And so you can visit idahovoice.org or follow us on Facebook. And hopefully we can get this staffed up here in the next couple of days.
I know. The clock is ticking, right?
It is ticking.
Yeah. So 9 a.m. in front of the State House on Saturday.
Finished at 10:30 is when we'll be closing out.
I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. We've been talking with the Women's March organizer, Carrie Stenick. As we mentioned, this year's march will take place Saturday at the State House. It will begin at 9 a.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.